Okay. Someone on a blog, and I'll post the link when I upload the when I upload this to Audioboo. Someone said that Fury or Fire 2, caps FI, caps RI number 2, does not have Dropbox support. Well, I did make a few boos on Fury 2. But I don't think I went over how to get to the Dropbox support. One of them is for Dropbox, and one of them is for iCloud. Or, sorry, SoundCloud. Let me just unlock my phone. And launch Fury 2.
Communication and websites, one folder. Find that.
Now, I don't have a board yet. I'm saving up for one. Almost done saving up for it. So you'll have to deal with this yucky microphone, but it works. So let's.
This folder, photos and videos. This folder, free apps, music folder, remote, one new item, Mixler, Downcast, Fury, double tap to.
All right, so.
Recording 2/24/13.
It is launched.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action.
I don't know what this is.
More info.
But
recording 2.
I haven't used the app
recording
in a while.
Recordings. Back record.
But what screen. I'm going to do is go to share, the share tab.
Share, tab. 5/5.
And then I'm going to go to
recordings. Back button.
You're going to see some
recording 2 heading.
Blank areas. That one is SoundCloud. And that one I think is Dropbox. Let's see.
Dropbox.
Yep.
Recording 2. Back button. Dropbox. Log out. Directory. None. Choose format.
Let me choose the format.
Choose format. Choose edit. Selected. Selected. Format cell selected normal. Button. Wave. Tilde 26.5 megabytes. Send to Dropbox.
That's
button.
Fine. I'm going to send it to Dropbox.
Preparing. Choose format. Dropbox.
It's back done. Uploading. It's uploading now.
Uploading. Recording 2. Ellipsis. Uploading.
Unfortunately, with Dropbox, you cannot see the progress bar. With Fury 2, you cannot see the progress bar, but with the, like, you can with, what is it called? BossJock, which I use more often, actually, and love. I like Fury 2, or Fire 2. It has its own little goods, if you will. It has its own little pros. BossJock has its pros. But that is how you share to Dropbox. I'm not going to resume it when it finishes uploading, but I hope this helps. All right, so this is with ClearRecord Lite, and unfortunately, the WAV can only be used for 16 KHZ. The noise reduction, it cannot be used for anything higher. I'm not sure why. That kind of sucks. So we will see how this comes out, and we'll see how this compares to the Voice Memos app. So, we'll see.